And the king hearkened to Terah, and he did so, and he gave him 3 days' time. And Terah went out from the king's presence, and he came home to his family, and spoke to them all the words of the king, and the people were greatly afraid. And it was in the third day that the king sent to Terah, saying, Send me thy son for a price as I spoke to thee. And shouldst thou not do this, I will send and slay all thou hast in thy house, so that thou shalt not even have a dog remaining. And Terah hastened, as the thing was urgent from the king, and he took a child from one of his servants, which his handmaid had borne to him that day, and Terah brought the child to the king and received value for him. And the Lord was with Terah in this matter, that Nimrod might not cause Abram's death, and the king took the child from Terah, and with all his might dashed his head to the ground, for he thought it had been Abram, and this was concealed from him from that day. And it was forgotten by the king, as it was the will of Providence not to suffer Abram's death. And Terah took Abram his son secretly, together with his mother and nurse, and he concealed them in a cave, and he brought them their provisions monthly. And the Lord was with Abram in the cave, and he grew up, and Abram was in the cave 10 years, and the king and his princes, soothsayers, and sages, thought that the king had killed Abram. Jasher chapter 9. And Haran, the son of Terah, Abram's oldest brother, took a wife in those days. Haran was 39 years old when he took her, and the wife of Haran conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Lot. And she conceived again and bare a daughter, and she called her name Milcah, and she again conceived and bare a daughter, and she called her name Sarai. 4.